They not only steal countries, they've stolen our language. Noble words like reform and democracy. And they've twisted words, misused words like moderates and extremists. The other day, Blair addressed the United Nations. He said this: "They, the terrorists, want us to believe that their extremism is somehow our responsibility," unquote. Who created, built, backed, and armed the extremists in Saudi Arabia? Who created, sponsored, backed, and armed Israel, which holds an entire people captive? Who built, sponsored, trained, and armed the Mujahideen in Afghanistan, from whom came the Taliban and the attacks of September the 11th? Who imposed medieval sanctions on Iraq and pressured the United Nations to keep the sanctions in place even when more moderate, humane governments wanted to lift them? Who described the deaths of 500,000 Iraqi children as a price worth paying? Who conspired in secret with George Bush in April 2002 to launch an illegal, unprovoked attack on a country already stricken from the effects of sanctions? Who sent a Trident nuclear submarine of the Royal Navy to fire its Tomahawk missiles at this defenseless nation where 42% of the population are children? Who shares the responsibility for tens of thousands of deaths and injuries among civilians? Who shares the blame for the cluster bombs that litter Iraq and continue to kill and maim mostly children? Who shares the blame for the radiation poisoning of Iraq caused by uranium-tipped weapons in places where children play and where the British Army will not go unprotected? Who is regarded by two-thirds of the British people as a liar? The answers are very simple, and you know them. By any standards of law and history and morality, Blair and his court are extremists. And you and the majority of the people of Britain and the majority of the people everywhere are the moderates. I've been a journalist for quite a few years, and I now find it painful to watch the news, if I watch it at all. I turned on the news this week and there was someone called Toby Lodge from London University, an expert brought on to explain Iraq to us. He said the continuing presence of the so-called coalition was, and I quote, "stopping the extremes of violence." I turned on the news again and watched professional journalists trying to protect the lies from Basra, where the real story this week was that two SAS men in Arab disguise were caught red-handed with weapons and explosives and remote control detonators. Our very own terrorists. No wonder the Brigadier used tanks to spring them from prison, or the true nature of their undercover operation would have been revealed. If you don't think the British military is capable of this, just remember it was the SAS that trained Pol Pot's Khmer Rouge in exile. The other day, the New York Times declared, and I quote, "If we had all known what we know now, the invasion of Iraq would have been stopped." What that newspaper is saying is shocking. It's saying that if journalists, in their positions of power and privilege, on television especially, had done their job, and instead of amplifying and echoing the lies of Bush and Blair, had challenged and exposed them, the invasion would not have happened, and all those thousands of men, women, and children will be alive today, and I include the victims of July the 7th. I believe we're seeing the development of something some of us have yet to recognize. Behind the liberalism of our societies, there is a brown shirting underway. A recourse to extremes that is not fascism, but the effects are similar. Ask the victims. The little Mussolini in Downing Street must not be allowed to get away with his attack on freedom in Britain. He must not be allowed to scapegoat Muslim people who numerically are the true victims of terrorism in Iraq, in Palestine, and in this country. And he must not be allowed, to provoke a civil war in Iraq. It's not easy to stop rampant power, but it can happen. I've seen it happen all over the world. So don't ever believe you can't stop it. Bush's America is not invincible. Empires are like fish. They rot from the head down. Be prepared. Be prepared for more atrocities, more terrorism from Bush and Blair. But remember above all that you stand in their way, because you represent the decency of millions of people throughout this country and the world, and they fear this. They fear the power of dissent. They fear it growing. They fear Rose Gentle and Reg Keyes and Cindy Sheehan. They fear an insidious mutiny in the army. They fear a genuine public inquiry, not one like Hutton. They fear the truth that the mightiest military machine in history is being beaten. Above all, they fear you. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed, John, for that tremendous speech and for all the work you do week in, week out, spreading the truth about what is happening in Iraq and around the world.